Good morning. It's 8464CA. Well, it is time again this week to ask the expert and special counsel from Travis Schultz and Partners, Beth Rolton. Beth, you certainly shook the foundations last week, so I'm really interested to find out what we're going to be talking about this week. And of course, it's something that, well, I've got some interesting things to talk to you about, is those work parties, be it the end of year, various celebrations that happen from time to time. But when it comes to alcohol and some of the behaviour of employees, of course, the employers still have quite a bit of responsibility. Let's talk about some of the key cases and some of the things that have happened in recent times that basically give us direction with respect to this quite difficult and challenging area.
Staff parties. So they're great. They're really good for staff morale, team building, often alcohol-fuelled.
Yep.
And look, it's something that many staff look forward to. But with that comes a risk that someone might overdo it, they might get out of line, or they might injure themselves. So what are employers' responsibilities when they are hosting a staff party, and particularly when there's alcohol involved? So it does raise a few questions.
And look, even down to the way that the alcohol is actually served and how it's made available to the employees, if it's basically a situation where there it is, free for all, go and do whatever you want, that's a concern. Obviously, in most circumstances, they're often at other venues. So at least you've got people with responsible alcohol, backgrounds with respect to actually serving people. But still, when it comes to the way that you even serve the alcohol, they're the type of things that employers need to think about.
Just on your point there, when it's held at another venue, just because it's not held in your typical workplace doesn't mean it's not a work event. So if the employee's organised it, it's a staff function, and you're having it external to the workplace, it's still a work event, and all the same protections exist for employees who are travelling to that or in attending that venue. So it's very, very important that employers understand the obligations when they're hosting one of these events.
Yep.
There's been a couple of key cases where alcohol's been served, and there was one particular one where Audi put on a Christmas party for their staff, and they had people brought in to serve the alcohol. They actually had security in place.
Yep.
One fellow overdid it a little. He was told by the manager to slow down. He didn't. He carried on and ultimately ended up throwing a glass and nearly missing another female worker. Now, Audi terminated his employment because of his conduct, and he decided to challenge that to Fair Work. So the challenge was on the basis that he had been served alcohol. And Fair Work said, well, yes, you were served alcohol, but it was served appropriately. Audi had taken steps to manage security. You'd been asked to stop drinking.
Yeah.
And they'd taken all the appropriate steps, and therefore that termination was held to be valid, and so his employment was terminated because of his conduct at that party.
Now, what about if you actually go to a party, there's an indeterminate time as to how long the party will be, you don't know when it ends, but as often happens with people, they end off breaking off. Some people will go off here, some people will go off there as well. But if you're still with workmates, does that liability continue even if you go to a different venue?
Oh, look, that was another case, and again, it involved a Christmas party. That particular one, the employer didn't have anyone brought in to serve the alcohol, so the alcohol was just put out on a table. Everyone could help themselves.
Free for all.
Just a free for all.
Yeah, wow.
This particular worker overdid it again and started making some very inappropriate comments to some of the female staff. They then decided to continue the party into the public bar, where he still continued to make very inappropriate comments. Now, at the end of that, he was terminated, his employment was terminated, and he challenged that decision as well. And in that case, it was held that the employer was not responsible and couldn't terminate him for the conduct outside of the party. So after they went to the public bar, then that was no longer a work event.
So and even though his behaviour was bad at this other venue afterwards, the fact was that he was basically not within a work situation then, so the employer couldn't do anything to actually redress the issue after the fact.
Absolutely. Mm. And in fact, the commission was very critical of the employer in the way that they served the alcohol that night. So a lot of
leading
the liability
well.
Went back to the employer for the whole circumstances of that incident.
Now, look, I guess particularly if it is outside the work premises, because I guess that's the area where it gets a little bit more shady. But with respect to a start time for the employer to get to the employees and let them know that the official do, be it, say, a Christmas party, starts at this particular time and it finishes at another time, even, I guess, having it within a specific sphere of time may actually start to reduce some of that liability for things that may happen after the event's actually finished.
That's right. And I'm not suggesting employers need to be the fun police. People are out. It might be a Friday or Saturday night. Yeah. They want to continue partying. Employers should really make a clear line when that event finishes, and even to the extent that they move to a different venue or that venue's closed for that party. So there's that clear line that anything happens that outside of that is no longer the employer's responsibility.
And coming back to the responsible service of alcohol, obviously as part of these events, it usually is a situation where the employer is providing alcohols to the employees, but I guess the way that it is delivered and not a situation of a free-for-all is probably one of the key things. Wow, this gets really quite complicated, and it reminds me of me being Santa Claus at our work Christmas party last year, and despite some of the girls ending up sitting on my lap, I don't think there's been any complaints made at this stage, but certainly very sobering, one might say.
That's right. Thanks, Murray.
On that note, if you'd like to find out more about what is quite a complex area of law, and of course there's certainly some liability attached, Beth Rolton, she's special counsel with Travis Schultz and Partners. This is Ask the Expert. Thank you, Beth. Let's do it all again next Wednesday morning. Cheers.
See you then, Murray.
In 2022,